Welcome to another special episode of Atlanta's only pro-business radio talk show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Buckhead inside the Business Radio X studios.
All right, Rich Casanova here, host for Buckhead Business Radio, and this is actually a spotlight episode. This morning we're going to be featuring and talking to folks in the real estate industry throughout Georgia, and we're just teeing this one up. We're calling it Georgia Realty Radio, so we'll see how this one goes, and maybe we'll do some ongoing series for this one. And if you're just tuning in, you can check us out on our Facebook at Buckhead Business Radio X. And of course on our website as well. So let's jump into our guest here in the studio. We have I'm going to actually just chat with our second guest real briefly so we can kind of see who's in the studio here this morning. So Knowledge Clark, right?
Yeah.
How are you this morning?
Hey, just fine. How about yourself?
not a big commute this morning, right?
No, not at all. Traffic was not bad at all.
Right, nice. And so we'll introduce you formally here in just a minute with your bio and background, but give us just a couple of lines, if you will, about what you'll be chatting about this morning.
Basically, what we do at MortgageFreshStart.com is we're a bridge between the denied borrower and turning them into a qualified borrower. And so we work in between the client as well as the mortgage brokers and real estate agents to basically take someone who's had some type of credit challenges or anything to stop them from getting approved for a home and help them get into that home.
All right. So that's our teaser from Knowledge Clark. So we'll stay tuned and we'll get into more details there. But I wanted to introduce our first guest here this morning joining us in the studio, Bobby Myers. How are you this morning?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. And so far, so good?
So far, so good.
We'll see. All right. So a little bit about Bobby. So you founded Brown Myers Brokers to create a team of agents in a highly synergy environment. And your main objective is to ensure the success of prosperity of the agents and their clients. Your objective, together, we all win.
That's correct.
I mean, right? We can't go wrong with that, right?
Absolutely.
That mantra. And, which has proven to yield you much success in building a broad spectrum of clients with listings, sales, and real estate services, ranging from the first time home buyer. We're going to talk about that all the way up to the luxury customer.
That's right.
Right? So after they've been in their home for a while, is the first time they come back to you, go, I need to upgrade, right?
Always. always, always.
Yeah, you love the word upgrade, yeah. All right, so and you and your team, you've committed to providing clients with the absolute best in real estate experience, both domestically and abroad.
Yes.
So I want to hear a little bit more about that. And prior to launching Brown Myers Brokers, you have an award-winning agent. You were award-winning agent, a leading national real estate brokerage. Your background includes a career with IBM Corporation. That's interesting, from computers to homes.
Absolutely.
Right? And you gained considerable knowledge. You're not, we have knowledge right next to you. On a business development, marketing, and branding. But 15 years in the real estate career.
Yes. Or,
yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. What age did you start at? Like 5 or
12?
12, nice. Okay, so talk about the real estate market. Let's kind of big picture kind of stuff. Talk to us about what's going on here hyperlocal in the Atlanta market.
Atlanta is definitely one of the cities that were the hardest hit due to the bubble bursting a few years ago. As a result, today we are seeing tremendous growth. We are seeing new subdivisions popping up everywhere. New home builders are actually recording and reporting profits. Interest rates are still pretty low. We have major corporations like Mercedes-Benz moving their corporate headquarters to Atlanta. So everything is looking great right now.
Yeah, I mean, it is all good news, right? It almost seems like a distant past from, right?
Yeah, it really does.
Where we came.
Yeah, and it's promising to rise. So, you know, we're looking forward to that.
Well, that's definitely good news. Now, you talked about first-time homebuyers. So talk to us about, building going on or the new home sales market.
Right. So first-time home buyers right now, there's so much out there for them. In particular, we have a low inventory market right now of resales, but we have a higher inventory market of new homes.
Really?
Yeah. New homes have actually increased over 7% over the past year. So that market is also looking very well.
And I know you're not necessarily in the mortgage or financing business, but are there still good incentives, for new home buyers or...
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There, that was one of the things that we were going to touch on a little bit later,
okay.
So I'll cover it now.
All right.
There are several new home buyer and also just grants out there for people to move back into the city.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There is one in particular that jumps out at me. It's actually a $45,000 grant. That is not does not have to be paid back.
Okay, sign me up for that one. I'm good.
Right, and all you have to do is live in the city of Atlanta, and the property has to be paying taxes to the city of Atlanta.
Really?
Yeah. So there are a lot of things out there still.
Wow. I mean, I don't want to get into too much detail because, again, you're not in the finance or mortgage business, but are there a lot of hoops to go through on that, or is it? I mean, who initiates an incentive like that? The city.
It's definitely city driven.
Right, right.
Yeah, city driven. And not, you know, no more hoops than you would for a traditional mortgage.
Okay.
You know, you have to be within a certain income range.
Right.
You know, credit has to be, you know, a certain
sure.
score. So,
yeah, just kind of reasonable. Yeah,
exactly.
All right. So now talking about, you know, your experience in real estate, sometimes you see these shows and I go to a lot of networking events and there's people that do the what do they call them? The home stagers, right? That stage a home. And so share with us a few tips. If I'm looking at selling an existing home, mm-hmm. you hear these things about you got to remove all the personal stuff, right? Clean up the clutter. Mm-hmm. Obviously, no one's going to buy a home from a hoarder or whatever, right? The extreme.
Right? So true.
I don't know how
so
you guys
true.
Sell those homes, right?
Yeah.
Unless to another hoarder. You could put it on Craigslist or a listing.
A hoarder
special or what do you call? Yeah. Perfect for the hoarder.
Yeah. Those homes, we just have a big dump truck come and just haul all the stuff out. No, but seriously.
If you're a hoarder, it's ready to move in.
Absolutely. It's ready to go. But regarding staging of a home,
yeah,
it definitely makes the home warmer. You know, when you walk into a home and if there's nothing in there, you can't really, in some cases, especially if it's like a different type of floor plan, unique
uh-huh.
floor plan. So we like to stage it so people can understand and have an idea of how to place furniture and how they would actually live in the space.
Okay. And is there an amount that somebody would expect to pay for, you know, home staging? What's the high end to low end? I guess based on the property value and how much is involved, but what's maybe the lowest amount that's reasonable?
Lowest, maybe 500.
Oh, really?
If, you know, if we don't have to bring in furnishings
okay.
and things like that. Multi-million-dollar mansions, it
oh,
could
yeah.
be a million and up.
Wow.
Yeah, it just depends on the square footage and the product.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes it's just a matter of rearranging things because you've lived there for so long, it's just kind of your comfort zone. You don't notice,
right.
Distractions and
exactly
and things. Okay. So let's talk about home improvements. And is it still the rule of thumb, bathrooms and kitchens? Or
Always bathrooms yeah. and kitchens. And let's throw curb appeal in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So if someone has a home that wants to invest, you know, not that much to
right.
make it upgraded, then I would say granite countertops. I would say stainless steel appliances. Cabinetry does not necessarily have to be traded out.
Right. Just kind of refurbished.
Yeah.
Or,
just a little bit of paint.
Yeah.
You know, make it look nice and keep your colors neutral.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So no oranges and purples.
No,
and, yeah.
no.
Gold or like, people have all these gold fixtures going on, yeah. But, you know, it's always based on the buyer though, right?
Absolutely.
But if
sure.
it is more kind of, you know, broad, then people can kind of add, they can imagine adding their own palette to it.
Exactly.
Yes or yes?
Exactly. Yes and yes. Yes and yes.
All right. So, I'm always kind of a numbers guy. I don't know if this is kind of a fair question, but say if you had, I don't know, pick a number, say a $250,000 home, from a realtor perspective,
mm-hmm.
to really kind of make that move, make that that house move quick, talking about these things about staging and curb appeal, mm-hmm. and is there kind of a rule of thumb or a scale, like a percentage, say let's put in X number of dollars mm-hmm. or, you know, 5%? You know, because a lot of times if they do those, they can recoup quite a bit back.
Right, right. I would say just keep everything at builder's grade. So,
oh, okay.
you know, builders don't necessarily put in at a 250
right.
price point, you know, a sub-zero refrigerator.
Right,
so
right.
just keep everything at builder's grade because obviously they're going to be your competition when you're trying to sell.
Yeah, so just mm-hmm. kind of relative again to the,
exactly.
to the home value.
Yeah, not the cheapest, but, you know,
right,
maybe
yeah.
one up from that.
Okay, so... So talk to us about now the, we talked about home improvements and the current real estate market. Talk to us about housing value in Zillow. I mean, you hear a lot about this or are they still a big part of what's going on in the market or?
Well, we have a lot of viewers on Zillow, but the problem with Zillow is the values are not as updated as they should be. So in other words, we as realtors rely on first multiple listing and multiple listing services, which are updated on a daily basis.
Right, yeah.
So obviously the data in those systems will be a lot more updated and, you know, accurate than anything from Zillow.
Besides Zillow, and obviously the MLS is kind of the gold standard or the go-to in the market, but are there some like new apps or new players that are trying to compete with those entities?
Yeah, lots of stuff out there. Trulia. There's actually a GoFMLS app, you know, that users can use. There's also something out there called Listing Book, but your agent would have to send you the link to Listing Book so that you can search. But it gives you the capability to do everything that we do with the exception of negotiate.
So Listing Book, that's kind of exclusive for agents, access only, yeah. And Truvia, isn't that the sugar additive? Or
Trulia. Leah, Trulia.
All right. So it's just me or whatever, yeah. So we talked about that $45,000 incentive. Mm-hmm. So outside of that, what is, you know, what's down payments looking like in assistance program? What are some other opportunities, or are those kind of gone by the wayside or obsolete?
No, they're definitely out there. We spoke about the one that was the $45,000. We also have, there's one in DeKalb for $7,500. I've seen some in Cobb County, $5,000. So, you know, it just depends on the county someone wants to live in and, you know, and that program that that particular county is offering at the time.
And then to the individual, veterans, there's, you know, back to first-time home buyers, veterans, who else would kind of fall into certain assistance program or categories?
Well, these programs are actually open to everyone.
Oh, okay.
These were part of the, you know, the programs of trying to get people back into home ownership.
Right.
So in some cases, you have to be a first-time home buyer. In some cases, like the one that we talked about for $45,000, you don't have to be a first-time home buyer. You just have to fall within the guidelines and the criteria that they've set out, and you're good to go.
And find a home in that in those zip codes.
Exactly.
Okay, so... Now, I know some other folks are going to be talking about this topic as well, but let's talk about, you know, foreclosure. You know, we're kind of, I think, past the worst of it, right? But obviously it's going to exist so long as people are buying and selling homes. Foreclosure is going to be a part of, you know, daily life.
Yes.
So what's the current status on that, or what other options besides, you know, people going into foreclosure?
The two things that we're doing right now is referring people back to their mortgage companies, especially if they're severely upside down, and trying to get a loan modification. We're seeing now that, you know, years ago, they used to take up to a year probably to get approval. We're seeing now that people are getting them much sooner, between, you know, 60 to 90 days. So that's always my first recommendation.
Right.
If for some reason they cannot get approval, then we always try to move towards a short sale. And the short sale is where the seller has the opportunity to sell the property for less than what the property is worth. Mm-hmm. And in some cases, and it's all, you know, a case by case, the difference may be forgiven.
Oh, wow. Okay. But that all comes with, you know, the years of 15 years in real estate, right? You kind of want to deal with someone that's just got their business card printed yesterday,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes, yes. That's the prayer.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Nice. All right. So, well, pleasure having you here on the show, and kind of stick around. I'm sure we'll have some follow-up questions as well.
Sure.
But let our listeners know the best way to find out about you, your company, your services, and all the good stuff.
Thank you. BrownMyersBrokers.com is our website. Telephone number, 404-504-7093. And Bobby Myers at BrownMyersBrokers.com.
And that's Bobby with an I. Yeah.
Bobby with an I.
No E on Bobby, yeah.
No.
Please. She's like shaking her head. If it was TV, you'd see the expression on her face, yeah. So thanks again for being here. We'll post all this information on our website as well. Mm-hmm. And stick around. And so let's check in with our next guest here and joining us in the studio. And better known as Knowledge Clark. Welcome to the show. How are things so far?
Fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So let's talk about Knowledge. As the creator and CEO of Mortgage Fresh Start, you saw a need for buyers who have various challenges purchasing because of credit issues, tax issues, lack of information, right? On the various assistance programs we just talked about. A lot of times a lot of it is just education. You got to work with a pro, right? Otherwise, you're
you have no knowledge.
Good answer. Nice. All right. That was a fill in the blank question. Yeah. All right. So, So Mortgage Fresh Start is that bridge between mortgage companies, realtors, and the challenged buyer. You're the go-to company for turning the denied lead into the pre-approved buyer within 3 to 6 months, typically, right? Within that window.
On average.
Or on average. All right. So let's kind of jump into it. Based on the conversation we just had with Bobby, but talk to us about this bridging the gap. I mean, how do you all go about the making that happen?
Well, typically what happens is most realtors and mortgage companies, they spend a certain amount of dollars in marketing. And out of that, those marketing dollars and the clients that they get, they usually look for hopefully at least 8 to 10% of those people are able to actually purchase a home. The other 85 to 90% of the people that have some type of an issue tend to not be a focus because they don't have the time to be able to just sit there with the client and be able to hold their hand and fix their taxes and address any credit issues or what have you, because it can be a lengthy process from 3 to 6 months. So what we saw was it was a need for a company like ourselves to come in and say, okay, we'll hold their hand. We'll take that. We'll repurpose those marketing dollars.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
And we'll take those clients, hold their hand, and we'll walk them through the process from taking them from a denied or non-qualified buyer to being a pre-approved qualified buyer, and then take that client and turn them back over to the real estate company or mortgage brokers.
Well, it's just crazy. I mean, we were chatting a couple of days ago about this topic with you, and it's amazing that a realtor will spend tons of money on marketing, advertising, billboards, magazines, internet, so forth and so on. Mm-hmm. I mean, Bobby can certainly relate to this. And so they generate, say, 10 leads, and they have 10 conversations. Maybe they're showing these people homes or whatever, or at least doing the research, preparing to show them a home. Mm-hmm. And then maybe two or three of them are ready to go, signed, sealed, delivered, right?
Absolutely.
And maybe a couple of the other ones, they need to do a fine-tuning, but the other ones just go by the wayside. That's all just money down the drain.
Absolutely.
Right?
And they start over the next month and do it all over again.
Right. We know what the definition of that is. Yeah.
Yeah. Insanity.
Insanity. Now what about offering these services to mortgage company and realtors? Are there fees involved, or what's kind of the process?
Absolutely not, because we help each other.
Okay.
So what we do is, again, I love you. You hear me use the word repurpose quite a bit when it comes to real estate agents and mortgage brokers, because as anyone in this industry, you spend a lot of money in getting your name out there and attracting people to potentially allow you to use, you know, your services.
Just to get the phone to ring.
Absolutely. And so what happens in those cases is that you must focus on the people that you can help right now. And just from a time management standpoint, you don't really have the time to really spend, you know, walk everybody through the process.
That's not on your business card, right?
Exactly.
It's not a title that you didn't sign up for that when you got your real estate license.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
You didn't get your financial degree and your CPA and your all that stuff. Yeah.
Right. So what we did was we developed what we call our affiliate program for real estate agents and mortgage brokers. And what happens is, again, it allows them to repurpose those dollars. So saying in a example, like you said, you spend $10,000, you've got 100 people that, you know, called your phone. Out of those 100, you got 10 people that you can potentially provide services for.
Right.
But those other 85 or 90, just like you said, go to the wayside.
Yeah.
So versus letting them go to the wayside, you repurpose those dollars. You are in a part of our affiliate program. As part of the affiliate program, we give them a free website that keeps them connected to the buyer while they go through the process. And again, there's no fees involved for the real estate agent or for the mortgage broker. And what we do is put those clients through the program, get them pre-approved, and then we turn those clients back over to them.
That sounds like a home run. Why didn't somebody else think of this?
Don't say it on the radio.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
In addition to that, what happens is that when we're able to do these things for the companies, in addition to that, we have clients that are coming out of our program that have gotten their home buyer certificates. We put the whole package together.
Really?
So that the mortgage broker, real estate agent can focus in on the clients that are ready to go.
Right, exactly, yeah.
But we fill that gap in between. We put everything together from tax returns, pay stubs, proof of income, address any credit issues, do everything we have to do to get their total package ready to turn back over to the real estate agent or the mortgage broker. And then in addition to that, when we have other people that they didn't send us, if they're an affiliate of ours.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Like, so if I found you just from, you know, your marketing efforts, whatever, right?
Yes.
And I realize, you know, I need to go find a home, but I haven't even contacted a realtor because you kind of know.
Absolutely.
Had some issues in the past.
All the time.
Right? So so you make it kind of happen. So now as a prospect, you've put all the, you know, package, put it on a silver platter, tied up in a bow and ready to go. And I'm all excited.
Yeah.
Now I need to find a realtor.
Realtor or a mortgage broker, depending on at what stage you're in.
Sure.
And what we do is we naturally send those people to our affiliates.
Duh. Right. I'm an affiliate.
We will recommend you to our affiliate that's in that area or that's located closest to the client. And because those are the same people who are also sending us their people. So it winds up being a mutually beneficial situation, again, by us just being the conduit between the agent as well and mortgage broker as well as the client. And it's kind of it's a good thing and a good feeling that we give the real estate agent or mortgage brokers, because in the past or in times past, when they don't qualify for whatever reason, generally the and I'm sure you guys can back me up on this. You say, hey, you got a couple of issues you need to deal with. Holler back at me in 6 months or a year.
Yeah, and it doesn't happen.
You can't really tell them anything positive. Now you can say, hey, look, go to MortgageFreshStart.com. They've got a program that can help you. Once you get through that program, then they'll send you back to me and we'll get you that home of your dream.
Right. Yeah, so from a realtor's perspective, now you're just a better agent. Or as a mortgage person, you don't just say, well, thanks, but let me know how it works out.
Exactly.
You actually provide them a service. So, and then that agent, if I heard you correct, or as an affiliate, they get kind of templated website.
Absolutely.
That that person goes to. Mm-hmm. So Bob or Sue goes over there, and then from there, they're still in contact with the mortgage or
Absolutely.
The realtor.
Absolutely.
And then once you finish your magic to make it happen, right?
Right.
Then I reach back out to the person I originally contacted, and now I'm ready to go.
And the good thing about it is when, like you said, in the template, like say, for example, I'll use Bobby as an example, it would be brownmyersbrokers.mortgagefreshstart.com. And then
they
go to the site, they'll see Bobby.
And you got it all figured out.
And the thing about it is also is that anything that we're doing with the client, she receives updates, or that agent or that broker will receive updates the person goes through the process, and even give you a heads up like, hey, they're about to come out of here in about 3 weeks. So, you know, you might want to touch them. And
you better get your car washed and vacuumed and ready to start showing some homes.
Some homes. Absolutely.
Nice. Okay. So let's talk about, you know, obviously we're here in Atlanta, but we're streaming live on the internet. Actually, we do international radio from here, and we're in, we had people from the French consulate in here, the Quebec consulate, from all over the world, right? Mm-hmm. But speaking from Atlanta, so are you most of your client base is here? Are you in Georgia or elsewhere?
Well, actually, we're based out of Atlanta,
right?
But we're actually available anywhere in the country.
Really? Yeah, because you're not the mortgage company.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Where they have to have a license in each of the states or whatever, right?
Correct.
And operate under different codes.
Okay, absolutely.
So you're just providing the service.
Absolutely.
But you have a presence right now. That you've expanded beyond this market in some other cities. Mention some of those markets.
We're in Houston, Memphis, Nashville, Charlotte, Raleigh, and here in Atlanta. Those are the major marketing areas.
Yeah, because those are the areas that you're actually aggressively, bringing on new affiliates and campaigning.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But we're available, like I said, anywhere.
Wow. So if you're listening right now in Seattle or Kansas City or Detroit, no matter where you're at, Miami, South Beach.
The program is for you and and affiliates and real estate agents and mortgage brokers that want to be the first ones to bring it to your city. Just go on to MortgageFreshStart.com and sign up to be an affiliate.
Wow. And I'd name all 50 states, but we don't have time. And plus, I'm not sure if I can remember them all.
That's a test for later.
Exactly. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Georgia Realty tomorrow. We'll do this all over again. Groundhog Day, round two. So talk about your marketing efforts. We were on business radio here. So tell us a bit about your, without giving away too much secret sauce, but your business model as far as what type of volume are you generating in terms of calls or
With the marketing efforts we're doing right now, we field anywhere between 350 to 400 phone calls a day.
No, come on, knowledge.
Absolutely.
Serious?
Absolutely.
I'm going to stop by your office and count these phone calls.
You can, actually.
He's going to put me to it, yeah. Wow. And our what's the newest market you brought on? You mentioned Houston and
The latest one is actually Charlotte.
Okay, yeah.
Charlotte. We're on three different. We're on a total of 12 different radio stations.
Wow.
That we advertise on, and we have endorsers in each market and on each radio station that help promote the program. And
nice.
Then, of course, we have local affiliates also that are, you know, helping us promote the program
right.
as well. It's just it's been a really, really good ride as far as the response and the welcoming that we've gotten from the local realtors as well as mortgage brokers, because we're not competition.
Yeah, big time.
We're here to help. We're here to either bring you more clients, or we're here to clean up the clients that you have.
Right. Yeah. And, I mean, no one's going to turn down more opportunities for money in your pocket, right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you take all the heavy lifting.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And allow you to focus in on your business and focus in on the buyers that are currently ready.
Right.
And just from a time management standpoint, it's not that you don't want to help everyone that comes to you.
Right.
It's just from a time management standpoint and a business standpoint, it's best for you to focus that time on clients that are ready to go, and then allow us to take those clients and hold their hand for the next 3 to 6 months and then bring them back to you, you know, all grown up and ready to go.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if your home needed a new roof, you wouldn't ask your realtor to put the roof on there, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So and you're in all those markets on those stations, and now you've arrived. You're at Radio X. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So game over. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. So so knowledge. Talk to us about how would folks find out about your company, any social media, phone numbers, websites. Social security numbers, credit cards you want to give out, anything. But if you do the credit card, I need the PIN, though. Yeah. Otherwise, it's no good.
Well, obviously, the website is www.mortgagefreshstart.com. We're also on Instagram at Mortgage Fresh Start. And we're also on Facebook at Mortgage Fresh Start.
All right. You got that.
And the phone number is 1-800-906-9751.
All right. So pleasure having you here in the studio on Business Radio X on this special spotlight episode about real estate mortgage industry. So stick around. We may have some follow-up questions here for you. And right now we want to welcome to the studio Gloria Williams. And how are you doing so far this morning? You look bright and cheery. That I wish we had video. We'll take some pictures of that yellow bright outfit.
Thank you, Rich.
Suits you.
I feel bright and cheery.
Nice.
It's a good day.
Yeah, nice. It's always a good day in Buckhead. I'm going to introduce you a quick introduction. We'll kind of jump into your position at Pemco Realty. And so you've been representing buyers and sellers in the property in the Metro Atlanta market as a licensed realtor since 2006. And started in 2012, you began managing the broker for Pemco Realty, a broker owned by Honolulu-based company.
Yes.
Man, let's do a Honolulu radio. Yeah. Are you going to get over there or no?
Well, I've been, we're working towards our sales trips.
Oh yeah, exactly.
To the home office.
Well, you need to go there. It's a working vacation or whatever, right?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
All right. So let's back to business now. We're leaving the island of Honolulu here in Hawaii, and so you're also a membership in the Institute of Marketing Luxury Properties, and how to create effective marketing strategies for property owners. You're a certified relocation specialist, assisting employees of Fortune 500 companies with their search and purchase property in Metro Atlanta. You're also a senior real estate specialist, which I thought just you were a seasoned pro realtor, but it's not that. You help seniors, right?
Exactly. And that's, a passion that I have. It's near and dear to my heart. My parents are still living.
Wow.
And I have many friends whose parents have experienced some sort of residential transition mm-hmm. need. And I saw a need because, as you know, we're in the midst of the silver tsunami.
Oh, right. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm going to write that one down.
I think the last statistic.
So we just passed right over the baby boomers, huh?
The last statistic that I remember hearing about stated that there are over 10,000 people who turn 65 every day in this country. And the largest growing market segment tends to be those people who are 65 and older. And we have baby boomers, of course, those who are 55 and older, who often have responsibility taking care of their parents who are elderly.
Right.
And there's a need because many of those people have not bought or sold real estate for many, many, many
decades,
years.
Decades, yeah.
And as Bobby can attest to, things have changed. They change from year to year.
Right, right.
And so you can imagine someone who hasn't been active in the market in 30 or 40 years, how overwhelming
big time.
That can be.
On so many levels, right? The emotion, the attachment to the home. And
exactly, exactly. And very often, the family and the senior, they're often dealing with many other issues, health issues, financial issues, estate planning issues, as well as the emotional component of all of that. And what we do is we come in and our goal is to relieve the pressure of selling the house.
Okay.
Very often they need more than just a realtor.
Right.
And what we've done is we've established a portfolio of credible, very reliable other senior service providers, elder law attorneys, which are invaluable, senior residential locators who can help the senior to determine which senior community is the best fit for them. Mm-hmm. We even have senior move managers who are certified and can assist seniors dealing with everything from hoarders to heirlooms and getting their possessions organized, helping them to scale down and to get everything moved. So we can refer them to all of those professionals, and then we focus on the job of selling the property.
Right. You wouldn't think about that, but hearing you say that, it does kind of make sense, is that just having someone that kind of specializes or knows the particulars of moving a senior as opposed to just moving somebody from point A to B.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. We have all sorts of situations, as you can imagine. Recently, we helped a couple who had already moved to a beautiful assisted living community here in Metro Atlanta,
right,
but still had their home, which had a mortgage on it. They were financially stressed because they were having to pay the fee for assisted living, which can be quite expensive.
Oh, yeah, it can be a mortgage or more.
Yeah, least, yes. And still maintain their home. They had spoken to four different realtors before they got to us, and each realtor counseled them that they would not be able to get enough in the proceeds of the sale of the home to pay off the mortgage.
Oh, man.
And we did another assessment and pulled together our team, which include a professional stager and property preservation folks, to figure out what we can do to that house to really make it pop, to get the maximum value and also not break the bank for the seniors, putting in a minimum amount of dollars into cleaning the house up. We did that, got the house on the market. Within 2 weeks, we had a contract on the house.
Wow.
The house sold, paid off the mortgage, and they had a little bit left over.
I mean, you're just an angel at that point, right? So let's rewind just for a second. For those folks who may not know the background of Pemco Realty, what's their claim to fame or USP, as we call it, unique selling proposition? Or
I'm so glad you asked.
That's my job. I ask questions. Yeah.
For the average person on the street, Pemco is not necessarily a household name.
Right, right.
But for those in the real estate industry, and Bobby can attest to this.
Yeah, I understand you all knew each other beforehand. Bobby was mentioning that this morning,
Pemco has been around for a long time. They're in their 32nd year.
Okay.
And professionals in the real estate industry relate to Pemco as the longtime asset manager for HUD.
Okay.
Pemco continues to be an asset manager for HUD.
Right.
Managing HUD foreclosure properties. And in 2012, I came on board after the company decided to develop an additional revenue stream and open up traditional real estate brokerages in each of their corporate offices.
Okay.
And we opened the office here in Atlanta.
Right.
And we represent buyers and sellers like any other real estate brokerage.
Right.
We tend to have a focus on the senior market in Atlanta. We also focus on first-time home buyers, millennials coming into the market, and investors. And
talk to us about the investors' play. What's the where do you kind of see that happening right now in terms of volume or movement or interest. I've heard there's recently I was talking to somebody and they said there's these huge conglomerate companies that are buying up pretty significant amount of real estate, homes and properties, and renting those property. And that's a whole new phenomenon somewhat, right?
Well, that's been going on for the last couple of years.
Okay.
Heavily. And you're correct. You have large entities who are buying properties in mass, selecting, targeting areas,
right,
and even subdivisions.
Wow.
And they will do their due diligence up front so
right.
that they know which subdivisions, if anything comes on the market within that subdivision, they want to grab it.
Wow.
And so they're able to move quickly. They have a lot of money. They know Atlanta is an excellent market.
Right.
And there's a still a great need for rental property here.
Right. Is that going to, not say create a bubble, but is that going to, is there any downside to that, that, you know, fast forward that all these homes are going to be owned by these big conglomerates? Is that a good thing or probably, you know, neither or, right? It's just, I mean, what do you attribute that phenomenon? I guess kind of the downturn and the affordability of them may be able to, they had the funding to buy those, whereas the individuals didn't, or?
A combination of things. I think that and then the transition for a large segment of the market from home ownership to being a renter.
Right.
Because, you know, people who had a 5-bedroom home and lost it to foreclosure,
right.
it's rather difficult to go live in a 3-bedroom apartment.
Right,
so,
yeah.
They would choose to live in another 5-bedroom home, but they're renting instead of buying.
Or when they were underwater or foreclosed or had other issues, they didn't know knowledge at the time to make that happen or whatever. Yeah,
exactly.
It's all about education. Now they're up to speed. Yeah. So talk to us about, you know, the real estate market right now in terms of residential real estate and impacting, you know, buyers. I mean, is it a buyer's market or seller's market, I guess, for...
Well, right now it's a seller's market.
Okay.
It's a wonderful seller's market. It's growing. Buyers can still do very well. Prices are higher than they were a year ago, but still not at the level they were prior to 2008.
Right.
Inventory is lower.
Right.
Which means that the prices are continuing to go up. Yeah. So there's not as much to select from. It gets very competitive. There's many instances of multiple offers on traditional sales. And when I say traditional sales, sales that are not distressed in foreclosure or short sale. And they're bidding wars.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I mean, the seller, it's wonderful.
Right. It just seemed like the very recent... past that you wouldn't hear the word bidding wars or multiple offers, right?
Exactly.
People were sitting on their home for extended periods of time just waiting for a single offer.
Exactly.
So this is all good, great news. Two other points. I want to, any other points on the senior perspective, which I think is pretty unique. If you're listening and you have those issues and those challenges, to have someone that kind of, you know, specializes in that area. And we didn't talk about, you know, the family issues, not only the senior, but all the family members. There's a lot of, you don't intentionally get involved in that, but just you have the siblings and the, you know, all the other relatives involved, right, when it gets to that point.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Well, as realtors working with seniors, especially if it's a probate matter, you do have to do a balancing act.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to be adept at working with multiple players,
right, right,
and being able to identify the real decision makers, and then also being able to identify your lane, knowing when this is something that you need to be involved in or not.
Step away, yeah.
Yes. And again, what we do is we keep very close at hand our portfolio of referral partners who we can call in to assist in areas where we have no expertise.
Like you said, the attorneys and so forth.
Yes.
But it's nice to know that someone does offer that because, you know, it's much different than like a newlywed. It's just two people making a decision, right? But in your case, there's a lot of moving parts to that. So let's finish on, go back to this Fortune 500 companies and you're helping them search relocation specialists. What do we need to kind of know about when you put that hat on?
Well, that was something that I had done with a previous brokerage, and I really enjoyed it because I'm very passionate about Atlanta, and I always get excited when I hear about people coming to Atlanta.
Right, right.
And I lived here for about 40 years, and I've worked or lived in just about every corner of metro Atlanta, so I feel I know it pretty well.
Yeah.
And I would love to help other people moving into the city to learn it, to know, make it fit their needs, their lifestyle. And what that usually would entail is identifying time frames and also their needs and coordinating those issues into a home search, very targeted home search. Usually you do have a shorter time frame when you're working with corporate relocation clients.
Okay. So, well, great having you, Gloria, here in the studio. And so let our listeners know what's the best way to find out about you, your company, reach out to you and find out about your services.
Well, we're PIMCO Realty, www.pimcorealty.com. We're located here in Sandy Springs at 7000 Central Parkway, Suite 800. Our phone number is 770-609-6711. And you can find us on Facebook, PIMCORealty.com, and
on Twitter and all those.
Twitter and all those.
Yeah. Nice. All right. So again, thanks for being here and bringing us up to speed on what's going on in real estate market. So we have just a few more minutes left on the show. So I want to kind of go around the table. If you all have some questions, feel free to jump in as well. But we like to try to maybe finish out and say or ask you all, what do you do when you're not, you know, got your business hat on, right? If you ever turn off the clock, or I know you don't turn off the cell phone, but what do you do? What inspires you, Bobby? Or other things you're doing besides, you know, work, family, books you're reading, events you attend, organizations you're involved in. This is your opportunity to put a plug in for any of those folks. Where do you find your Zen time?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, any of those, yeah.
My Zen time is found in two ways. I have a 5-year-old daughter.
And that's Zen?
Oh, that's Zen. Okay, because she knows so much. She is truly an adult in a little person's body. So she inspires me. She encourages me to get my butt up in the morning and just do my very best every day, all day. And the fun part comes from girlfriends. I'm a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated.
Okay.
So I spend a lot of time with my sorority sisters, and, you know, they kind of keep me the fun side going.
Exactly.
So when I'm at work, I'm at work.
Yeah, yeah. Because sometimes you, as business people and business radio, you get so entrenched in day-to-day, you know, business, you need a little break. And your family's, you're right here in Buckhead, right?
Yes, not far from here. I can walk home.
Oh, nice. Not yet, but yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, in a few.
Nice. Well, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Rich.
Absolutely. Pleasure having you here. And Knowledge, what do you do on your downtime or off time?
I have no life. I know. It's 24/7 right now for me. But no, I try to spend time. I have a 5-year-old.
So
I have to deal with him and try to keep up with him. And then there's also an organization called Kids Without Mothers. And I try to, you know, give some kind of time to them. It's a great organization. It's basically for youth that don't have a mother.
Wow.
And they have different programs to help them go to school and get grants and things of that nature. So I try to do some work with them when I do find some free time.
Yeah, yeah.
But other than that, I'm just 24/7 working.
You're just on your jet flying out to Houston.
Exactly. my private Southwest jet.
Right, yeah. Not Southwest, Mortgage Fresh. Smart.
I'm working on that.
Yeah. So that's interesting. Both 5-year-olds, so y'all can hang out or whatever, the kids, and they can do.
I'm thinking prom date, right? Yeah. I know Al, man, so I know already, character.
She's already fast forwarded or whatever.
I'm there.
Yeah, I was just thinking like day camp or something. Or all right, Gloria, what keeps you occupied when you're not out working? And
I'm always working.
I know, yeah. If somebody asked me that question, I'd be like, I don't know.
A big part of what I also do, of course, is recruiting agents.
Yeah, okay.
And we're always looking for terrific agents. And wherever I am, that's a big focus of what I'm looking at. But I'd like to send a shout out to my mom and dad, Ruby and David Davis, and we're a pretty close family, and my sister Kim lives here, my husband Bob, my son Alex, and my church, Providence Baptist Church, I'm pretty active in. We've got a big event coming up. It's our annual Community Fall Festival.
Okay.
And it's fun, and it's more something for the whole family. We have a drumline competition
Oh, really?
Between area high schools. Chandra Corelli is going to be performing. We have Bal Ethnic performing. We give away furniture. We give away food. We give away clothing. It's a big deal.
When and where is that?
That's in downtown College Park, Providence okay. Baptist Church, October 10th from 11 to 5. And it's free and terrific food. We have a big food pavilion. The game truck is there. Brewster's Ice Cream.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You don't want to miss
that. You
had
me at free food or whatever. Did you say free food? No.
No, not free food. Free groceries.
I heard the same thing.
I did, too.
Yeah. Free groceries.
We're going to play that back, Gloria. Yeah.
Free groceries, but the food you got to pay for. But it's well worth it.
Yeah.
Well worth it.
Yeah, I'd say we'd come out there and do on-site business radio, but people would be looking at, like, what's business radio doing here at the Fall Festival? Yeah.
Oh, you'd be welcome.
Yeah.
And we have vendors. We have a big vendors market, so...
Nice.
Right in.
Yeah, nice. All right, y'all. Well, that wraps up another episode of Buckhead Business Radio and our spotlight episode on the real estate mortgage business and what's going on in Georgia Realty Radio. Hope to see you next time. Rich Casanova, once again, have a great day. Do well, be good.